From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration reportedly plans to tell Iran's government in multinational talks next week that it has 3 months to open its nuclear facilities to inspectors and answer detailed questions about its disputed nuclear program. The New York Times quotes administration officials as saying Iran will also be told to make its nuclear scientist available to be interviewed by the inspectors. President Obama says the international community is ready to insist on compliance.
I stood shoulder to shoulder with our European allies in condemning Iran's program. In our meetings and public statements, President Medvedev of Russia and I agreed that Iran must pursue a new course or face consequences. All of the permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and Germany have made it clear that Iran must fulfill its responsibilities.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly radio and internet address today. The head of Iran's nuclear program says UN inspectors can visit its previously secret new uranium enrichment facility, but he did not say when. And a close aide to Iran's supreme leader said today the site will be operational soon and will, in his words, blind the eyes of the enemies. Britain's government says it's committed to a diplomatic solution to the Iranian nuclear issue, but will not categorically rule out possible military action. Larry Miller has more from London.
Foreign Secretary David Miliband said no sane person would attack Iran, then qualified it by adding, without real concern. Pressed by the BBC, Miliband refused to say whether military action was inconceivable. He said diplomatic pressure over Iran's nuclear program, led by the U.S., needs to have an opportunity to work. Miliband said it's essential that when Iran sits down with the UN Security Council and Germany next week, it takes concrete steps to address concerns and accept the offers on the table to prevent further action, including sanctions. Meanwhile, Iranian state news agencies report the second uranium processing plant will begin operations soon. Israel's foreign minister called for an unequivocal response from Western leaders. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez is hosting a two-day summit of more than two dozen leaders from South America and Africa, looking for ways to strengthen their economic and political ties. The BBC's Will Grant reports.
Amid very tight security, more than 50 heads of state and government have descended on the island, bringing with them hundreds of members of their entourages and local business leaders, all of them hosted by Washington's most outspoken regional critic, Hugo Chavez. But President Chavez says this meeting will be more than what he calls just another summit. We want to mark the path for the next 10 years, he said, referring to intercontinental dialogue on poverty eradication, mining and energy resources, trade and agriculture.
The BBC's Will Grant on Margarita Island, Venezuela. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is characterizing as extremely productive her talks with representatives of Arab nations on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting. Clinton has been urging the nations to take steps toward normalizing relations with Israel while supporting the Palestinians. A medical transport helicopter crashed late last night in South Carolina, killing all three people aboard. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. NPR's Russell Lewis has the story.
The pilot, paramedic, and flight nurse all died in the accident. The crew had just dropped off a patient in Charleston and was returning to Conway, South Carolina, when it crashed near Georgetown. Texas-based Omniflight owned the helicopter and confirmed details of the accident to NPR. The crash comes amid heightened scrutiny of the industry by the National Transportation Safety Board and Congress following nine accidents which killed 29 people last year. Earlier this month, the NTSB issued a series of sweeping recommendations to try to make the emergency helicopter industry safer. Those included requiring night vision goggles and training pilots to be better prepared when inadvertently flying into bad weather. Russell Lewis, NPR News.
Heavy rains are drenching parts of Georgia today, even as volunteers and residents struggle to clean up from widespread flooding this week. Matt Senna is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says the region is prone to more flooding.
It's not going to take very much additional rainfall anywhere to start seeing at least some minor flood issues. The ground is still very, very wet.
Georgia's insurance commissioner has raised the estimated cost of damage from the flooding this week in the state to $500 million. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.